Tom, boys unfortunately came up short. A few mitigating factors, I know, with three men down through the course of the game, but nonetheless, it's disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously it is. I think really dug deep our last quarter, obviously, with no rotations, and I think a bit of decisions didn't really go our way at the end there, and obviously, yeah, just couldn't come through with the win.
How do you sort of keep your mind and body going when you know that it's an ordeal for, you know, the 20 blokes that are available, or the 19 blokes that are available, to actually get out there and do the job late?
I think obviously it's a team game. You do not want to let your teammates down, so I think that's obviously a driving factor. I think the boys dig deep, but just couldn't get away with the win tonight.
How's the body this time of year? We're, you know, losing a few players, obviously, now. It's been a long, you know, a long season. How are you holding up?
Body's going all right. I had a bit of a break mid-season with my finger, so I think that's really put me in good stead for the final part of the season, and it's kind of showing now, which is good.
I just spoke to Chris Yaron a moment ago, and he mentioned having a full pre-season has certainly helped his cause this year. Were you in the same situation there?
Yeah, definitely. I was lucky enough not to have any post-season surgeries last year, so I had a full pre-season and obviously got to go round one, but pretty unlucky midway through the season with my finger, so that set me back a little bit, but I'm feeling good now.
You really seem to be breaking the packs now and making a real impression, you know, in the close in contested situations.
Yep.
Do you relish that style of play?
Yeah, I think it's good. Mick's put a lot of faith in me to play me week in, week out, so I think that's what he wants me to do, and I've been doing it occasionally, and obviously the more I play, the more my confidence is going to go up, so I think that's obviously a driving factor.
And do you genuinely believe, you know, there's cause for optimism amongst the team and where the team's heading into 2015 and beyond?
Yeah, definitely. As you can see, we stick it to the good teams, and we fall away just that little bit. So I think the team is definitely onwards and upwards. We've had a few very big re-signings throughout the year, so I think obviously that's put us in good stead for the rest of the season and next year as well.
And unfortunately, we've been on the wrong end of a couple of close games against teams that are obviously up there challenging. What do you take away from games like this against oppositions like this?
We just know we've got to give a four-quarter effort most of the time. You can't win games by playing half of football. We know it's got to be a four-quarter effort. So I think we just need to know we need to start again every quarter and dig deep.
Rest up, mate. We're nearing the end of a long season, but well done. And, you know, let's give the power a real crack.
Thank you.